things that can be known about that only by faith. Huh? Okay? But it's not as neat, the Summa Theologiae, partly because Thomas, going into much more details into what we might call moral theology, right? Okay? So that the order to God as an end, which is where you begin with God being the end of man in moral theology, and then everything else is related to that, is expanded, right? So you kind of distort a bit, huh? For that reason, the structure of those three parts, which is still following that, right? Okay, and you can see that as he goes on here, because he says, first we will treat about God, huh? Okay. Now you might say, well, you think he's going to be talking there just about God in himself, but he doesn't mean that. Okay. Secondly, about the movement of the rational creature in God. Huh? Okay. Well, that's part, maybe a principal part, of the third part. God is the end, right? Okay. And then you have a third part about Christ. Christ is man, right? Who, according as he is man, right, is the via, the road, for us tending to God, right? So it's almost like the second part of the Summa, right? And the third part, right, are both about getting back to God as the end of the universe. And the second part, particularly about the motion of the rational creature towards God, right? And the third part, the necessary help we have, right, to get back to God through God becoming man and through his instituting his sacraments and so on. So Christ, the whole thing about the incarnation and human nature of Christ and so on, and his life even, you know, and the sacraments is in the third part, right? So both the second part and the third part in some way come under what? God as the end, right? Okay? Well, what about God as the maker? See? Well, that's pushed into the first part, and now he subdivides what he's going to do in the first book. The consideration about God would be three parts. First, we will consider those things which pertain to the divine essence, right? Divine nature. Secondly, those things which pertain to the distinction of the persons. Okay? Don't have that distinction you have in the Summa Gentile. Mm-hmm. But both of those pertain to God and himself, right? Mm-hmm. And then the third part of the first part, those things which pertain to the procession of creatures from him. Well, that's really God as the what? Principio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see? So, it doesn't fit as neatly, it doesn't emphasize as neatly as the Summa Gentile. But I think it gets a little bit, you might say, I'll say bloated, wrong with you. But it gets a little distorted, I mean, a little disproportioned, because of the much greater detail that you enter into in what? In the moral theology part, in the prima pars and secunda, right? And you know, I have in my office, or in my edition here, I have it in five volumes, you know, and the secunda, you know, is. It's almost as big as the prima pars and the prima secunda together, right? And Thomas will give us a reason why he's going into detail, because this is practical matter and you have to descend more down to details, right? Mm-hmm. And those Monsignor Dion says, Summa is just common principles. You've got to go to St. Alfonso Liguori to get the proper principles. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be in the confession there. You've got to hear in confession, so you got to get something more particular even than the second part of the Summa. But nevertheless, you'd say the second part of the Summa goes down into the virtues much more in detail than the Summa Contra Gentilis does, right? The Summa Contra Gentilis remains more speculative in that sense. Huh? I mean, it does have the practical in there too. but doesn't have the great detail that the Summa does, huh? Okay.
In the Summa Constantibus, when he's dealing with, it would be in the third book where he's dealing with God as end, but he would end up going into explicitly, wouldn't he, the fact that man is ordered to a supernatural end, so he would be going into things which are...
Oh, he would into ethics and moral theology, too, there.
Right? Yeah.
But not in the detail here, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And this is enormous compared, I mean... you might say the Summa Theologiae got more on moral theology than dogmatic theology, right? Mm-hmm. You couldn't say that about the Summa Contra Gentiles. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
As you saw before, theology is both, but mm-hmm. but in moral matters, you got to enter into great detail. I remember consulting Alphonse about some moral question, and see going further than Thomas, and spelling things out a little bit more. And but you're already pushing that here, huh? So that kind of you don't see in the three parts of the Summa Theologiae the three parts of theology a one-to-one correspondence, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole of the second part, the whole of the third part, the way he presents it, seem to be talking about getting back to God as the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then God in himself and God as a maker are both in the what? First part, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he distinguishes, the part on the essence of God from the Trinity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in looking at this part here now that we'll be coming to next, what he calls primo there, huh? Those things which pertain to the divine essence. Before you get to the distinction of persons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to have this second question, which is on the existence of God, right? Okay. Now, if you look at the beginning of the third question, huh? You can say that in starting the third question, he's going to talk about really what God is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or what he is not. after you know that he is, right? Okay. And then when you get down to question 14, he's going to talk about the divine what? Yeah. Operations, right? Okay. Now, notice the way he begins in the premium to the 14th question. He says, after the consideration of those things which pertain to the divine substance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's interesting to use the word substance there, right? It remains to consider about those things which pertain to his what?
Operation,
right? Okay. And that will take us up to the beginning of the what? Consideration of the Trinity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course you have to understand the divine operation before you can understand the Trinity, huh? Okay. So this part that Thomas has before he takes up the Trinity, right? You might say has three parts. In question 2, he talks about what? The existence of God. In questions 3 through 13, as he says here, the substance of God. And in question 14, the what? Operation of God. Huh? Okay? Now, that's interesting. He's doing that, right? Now, go back to my comparison here. What did the great Heraclitus say? The way up and the way down is the same.
Oh.
Okay? Except you're going in a different direction, right? Okay. Now, if you think of the center of the circle as representing God, right? Huh? And the radii coming out from that, going to the